Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we don't know our errors, but you know them. Oh, God, and I thank you that you're making corrections. You're pinpointing our errors. So, Father, we repent for secret faults. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we repent for everything that we've done against your will, every way, Lord God. We've not considered your way and been obedient to you. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that we can repent and you forgive us and you forget our sins. They're in the sea of forgetfulness. You don't even remember them anymore. And so we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, oh, God, to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit today and every day in us, oh, God. No good thing can come from our flesh. So, Father, we just come, oh, God, in the spirit this morning, thanking you for being a righteous king, a mighty God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, as you said, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. We thank you for the children that you birthed through us, the children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus in America, the children in every continent throughout the world. We thank you for the children because they're a gift, oh, God, to us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the gift. Oh, God, we thank you. We treasure the gifts that you give us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no good thing will you withhold from us because we walk upright before you. So thank you for the children, the gifts. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those families, those fathers and mothers who desire to have children, and seemingly the womb is closed up. So we ask you to open up their wombs today. Oh, God, according to your will, your plan, your precious plan, your plans are precious. Your plans are mighty. Your plans are holy. And we adore you and we bless you this morning. We just come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Oh, God, we thank you that we can align with you. Oh, Father, we come to align with your perfect will today to do what you're asking us to do in Jesus' name. So we bless and honor and thank you this morning. Oh, we're thanking you like never before. We are praising you. We are honoring you. And Lord, we thank you this morning for Bible Storyland. And each and every person, as they come on the line on Bible Storyland, we ask you to bless them, bless their families, particularly their seed and their seed. And even those to be born, we thank you this morning for what you're doing. For everyone on Bible Storyland, you are holy God. You are righteous King. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. So we just bless and honor you this morning. We just praise you and thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. You are mighty all over the land. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now that we could call on your name. Oh, Father, and even before we call, you heard. You heard us in the name of Jesus. So we just come to bless and honor you and thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're about to do. Oh, we praise you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Oh, God, we honor you. We honor your presence. We don't take it lightly. Oh, God, when you come to be with us in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you won't ever leave us. You won't ever forsake us. That you'll always be by our side. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Good morning, good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To Bible Storyland this morning. We greet you in love. We thank God for his love for us. And he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength. So we're thanking God this morning for the strength that he gives us to love him. So we are praising the name of the Father this morning. You are loved by Father God. You are loved by Father God. And think, just in case you think I'm not talking to you, I am. I'm talking to you, those on Bible Storyland this morning. Even those who will listen later, you are loved by Father God. Even when you think that he has forsaken you, Even when you think that he has forgotten his promises to you, he is a God of truth. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So he sent Jesus to die for you, to prove to you how much he loved you. And he said, suffer little children, come unto him, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And guess what? He blessed them. So this morning is Children's Day. We come to bless the children of the Most High God. We come to thank God for the children. You know, children are precious to our Father. Yes, they are so precious to him. And he loves the children. He's still blessing the children, no matter what it looks like.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. So I know it's Children's Day. And I'm gonna sing a little song me and Wena and Sylvia used to sing. Sylvia used to lead the song all the time when we were kids. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days, hallelujah. Gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Cause I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. That was Sylvia's best. The song that she loved. And Wena used to love the song. He found me, and I'm glad.
He found me, and I'm glad.
Amen. That was our two favorite songs that we
did. Amen. We're going to sit at the welcome table one day, and we're going to be shouting and praising and bowing down and worshiping the Most High God. We're looking forward to sitting at the welcoming table. Yeah, and you know what? We didn't find God. He found us. He created us. We think we discovered him. He always is and always will be. He is our creator. So I thank God. Thank you so much, Jackie. Appreciate you. We have Minister Stacy on. The girls are going to sing this morning. We're going to be praying for you, Jackie, and your family. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for Jackie Travis, your faithful servant. Oh, God, who takes care of your seniors in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you knew all about the deaths in her family. You know the end of our lives from the beginning. So, Father, we ask you to console the family who lost family members, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are always there for them. You're putting your loving arms around them. Your tender mercies are upon them, oh, God. And, Father, when we weep, you weep, oh, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually walk with them today, talk with them, be that light and that lamp to their pathway. Give them strength, oh, God, even as they go to the service this morning. Be with them in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up Minister Donna Hawkins. They are also going to a memorial service today. We ask you to be with them and the loss of the family members, oh, God. Members. So we just bless you and honor you, and we thank you for what you're doing for families who lost their other family members, oh, God. And we thank you, Father God, for strength and consolation, oh, God. And we pray, Lord God, oh, God, that you would help them during this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, we have Minister Stacy on with us this morning, and the girls, we are so happy that they came on to sing. The girls are going to sing first by themselves, and then Minister Stacy's going to sing with them again. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you? Probably got that phone on mute. We can't hear you. All right, she'll answer momentarily. They're on a mission this morning. But anyway, I thank God for them. We're moving right along this morning. You know, I thank the Lord for what he does in our lives. You know, he's awesome and most powerful. We serve the great Lord God Almighty. He is mighty in the heavens. He is mighty in the earth. And you know what? There is no God like our God. I know we think, you know, sometimes that God has forgotten us. He's forsaken us. He just, you know how when a baby's tattling and you step back and you say, come on, baby, you can walk. Come on, make another step. So that's our Father. Sometimes he stepped back and he wants us to come closer. Yeah, we're his babies. We're his children. So we got to come closer to him. So I thank the Lord this morning that we can come close to the Most High God. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And we can dwell in the secret place with him. So I thank God. Minister Stacy, you got your phone off yet, off mute?
Yes, ma'am. Let me go.
All right. You ready for the girls to sing, and then you all sing together after the girls sing? What y'all gonna sing this morning, girls?
Yes, let me go to them in the car. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we just adore and praise you. We thank you for the children, Lord God. You an awesome King. And we just thank you that you're blessing the children on a daily basis, oh God. And Father, we know some of them weren't meant to live long, you know, forever. So Lord, prepare us for those who will be leaving sooner and those who will be staying in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for strengthening the children. Remove fear from them, oh, God, and I thank you for salvation coming forth for our children. Amen. You ready, Minister Stacy?
Just
okay,
a second. I'll be...
Huh?
Just a few minutes. I'll be ready.
Okay. Just let me know. So I thank the Lord for, you know, the children who come on. They are a blessing to us. And you know what, God, he wants us to correct our children. Some people don't even correct their children anymore. They could do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. And you know, Proverbs 13:24 says, he that spareth the rod hateth his children, his son, his daughter. But he that loveth them chasteneth him be tired. So, you know, a person who loves his children will discipline them diligently. Many children, you know, today have never had a spanking. They've never had a beating or even correction from their parents. They just do whatever they want to do. You know, I tell the children all the time, I say, you know, you're not the only child in the world. You can't have your way. Some of them are spoiled. They pout when they can't have their way. They get very angry. Some of them, if you're not careful, they'll tell you some words that you don't want to hear. They're usually, you know, a lot of them are disrespectful, and they have negative attitudes. But, you know, God said the rod of correction, and when you use it, and use it diligently on them, it's going to do the job it's set out to do. We're waiting for you, Minister Stacy. Just jump in anytime and let me know. So God wants us to discipline the children. He says in Proverbs 19:18, correct thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for their crying. That means daughters too. Discipline your child while there's hope. Now, you know, there'll come a time where your children will be looking down on you, but right now you're probably looking down on them. That means they're going to be taller than you at some point. Not all of them, but some of them may be taller than you. And I'm telling you, when they get too tall, taller than you, not a lot you can do with them, because they'll try to hold your hand if you use the rod of correction. Even if you sit and you talk to them, they ain't going to listen to you, because sometimes it's a point, a cutoff point. But you have to do it while they're young. You know, it may look cute when they're going around saying these words they shouldn't say or doing these things. Some people laugh at them. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Pastor Stacy, you there? Okay, they ain't coming yet.
A few more minutes, I'll be right.
Okay, babe. All right, so as I was saying, you know, many people in the world, there are many, many people in the world, so our children can't have their way. They must learn also to get along with others. You have big children fighting and fussing. Sometimes time they want to kill each other. But you know what? We have to remember, while they're young, teach them how to get along. Today, if you ask a child something, try it. Say, oh, maybe they have potato chips or some cookies. You say, can you give me some of those? They're going to hold them very tight. So we got to teach them how to share when they're real young. If they don't want to share, say, no, honey, you got to share. You have to share with your friends. Many of the children, they don't want to share. They do not want to share. But we have to teach them to share. The word says, you know, in Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them. So, you know, children do foolish things sometimes. And you go like, oh, my God, why in the world did you do that? Because maybe we haven't taught them yet. We haven't taught them not to do foolish things. They make the wrong choices. They don't use good judgment. That's foolishness when they don't use good judgment. But, you know, they have to be taught that. Sometimes when we're in the public schools, the children will walk right, almost knock me down. They don't know any better. They haven't been taught. People say, oh, the children today are terrible. No, they're not terrible. It's because they're unlearned and haven't been taught. So we have to teach them. We have to, you know, train them up in the way they should go. We can't withhold correction and expect them to make good choices. We got to sometimes sit down, talk to them. You know, sometimes don't wait till they get teenagers or they start doing the wrong thing. No, tell them. Tell them about the rules in your home. Say, listen, baby, these are the rules here, and these are the ones, this is what we're going to follow. So we have to correct our children. Proverbs 23:13 says, withhold not correction from a child. So we can't withhold correction, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he won't die. No. And, you know, don't beat them on their head. Don't beat them in their chest and on their arms. That's what God made the bottom for. Don't cuss them out. Yeah, Christian people cuss their children too. Don't cuss them out. They belong to God. God sees everything that we do. Be careful how you treat the children. God is watching over them like he's watching over you. He's in every place all at the same time. He's omnipresent. So we cannot withhold correction from our children. So we're going to be praying in a few minutes. We have a woman of God that's going to be praying in a few minutes for the children and for their families in America and throughout the world. So, you know, there are laws that are made now in America. These are laws of the land, but some of them are against God's law. And when you're in doubt as to whether to follow the laws of the land in America or somewhere else, follow God's law. Follow God's law. You may be persecuted because of it, but you know what? Daniel was persecuted. He was in the king. He was told about the king's law. Daniel and his friends were told about the king's law. They defied their earthly king, but they followed the heavenly king, his laws. So we have to obey. You know, when the law say, oh, you can't, it doesn't really say you can't spank your child. It say you can't abuse them. But a lot of people say, I'm talking about Christian people. Oh, you know, you can't spank the children. You can't whip them now. Oh, yes, you can. Get that bottom. Get them on that bottom. You should visit a public school. You go in and you go like, what happened? This wasn't the protocol when I was in school. They don't want to sit down. They don't want to listen. They're stubborn and rebellious. Teacher tell them to sit down 100 times, and they defy them. Tell them, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to. And you know what? As a consequence for them, they're not learning. Check your children. See how much they know. Check your children. So come here, baby. I want you to read this to me. You'll see whether they can read or not. Say, here, I want you to do this math problem. Give them something simple. You'll see whether they're learning in school. And visit. My mother used to come visit sometime. She said, my child, Caritha, has never been a problem, but if she does, send a note home. Oh, no, I never had taken a no-home because of my behavior. No. My mother believed in giving the rod of correction. My father, he used the rod of correction in a different way. He would have me sit down and, oh, my God, when his voice went a certain way, oh, my God, I would cry because I didn't want to disappoint my dad or my mom. And when I done something wrong, my mother, she did not spare the rod. She did not spoil me. She gave me lots of affection, and my dad gave me lots of affection, but they did not spoil me. So we can't spoil the children. We got to do it God's way. Don't you know God knows what's best for the children? So I thank God that he knows what's best. He gave us great leaders to help us, you know, with the children. So today we have a leader on. She is from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Pastor Seward. And I met her recently, a great woman of God, an intercessor, mighty woman of God. She knows how to bend the knee. She's in the secret place a lot. So good morning, Pastor Seward. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you? Feeling a little bit better, but still kind of congested, but still I give God the glory.
Amen,
it's
amen.
It's a blessing to be a part. Amen, amen. So I give God the glory for each and every one of you that's a part and those that are listening to Bible Storyland. This is such a privilege and a blessing to be able to pray for our children throughout the land. It is so much needed. So I just give God the glory. Amen. And we will go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you this morning. First of all, we give you glory and praise for giving us the opportunity to come before your presence. Oh God, we thank you right now that you are our Father, which art in heaven. And we bless you that you hear the prayers of the righteous. Oh God, we thank you right now for Sister G, giving us the opportunity. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you for her. Continue to bless her, keep her. Continue to give her wisdom and knowledge concerning her program, God. We thank you that she have a heart after these kids, God. We bless you for it right now. And Father God, as you can see and you know, God, nothing is hidden from you. You are God that sees all, knows all, hear all. God, you are everywhere at the same time. And God, we bless you right now that you see our children, not only in Jacksonville, but throughout the land, in every nation, you see our children. Oh, God, you see how the enemy have come in to steal, kill, and destroy. But, God, we know you are able to do all things but fail. And, God, this is why we are coming before the throne of grace. God, to break up fallow ground right now. God, in the name of Jesus, to destroy what the enemy is trying to do. God, we thank you right now that deliverance as the children's bread right now, God. We thank you right now, God, that every demonic activity, God, that's trying to attach itself to our children be destroyed. God, we counsel it out right now. We take authority over the strong man, God, of behavior perversion. We take authority over every persecuted spirit. We take authority over every spirit of destruction. We come against revengeful spirits. We take authority over murdering spirits. God, we bind every blinding spirit right now, and we lose spiritual sight upon our children. We lose spiritual hearing, oh God, that they can hear the voice of God, that their parents can hear the voice of God. Remove the blindness from their parents. Give their parents a mind, God, to seek your face. Turn from wicked, evil ways. Oh, God, that they are able to teach their children the way of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind every rebellious, stubborn, disrespectful spirit. God, every spirit of carnality, God, we take authority over bitterness. Oh, God, we take authority right now, God, over everything that don't give glory to you. And, God, we lose strength into these children. We lose the love of God in these children. Oh, God, reach their mind, heart, and soul. Oh, God, that they begin to see the wrong, God, that's taking place in their heart, mind, and soul. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch them in a mind. Way. God, bring them back to their senses, God, even as you did with the prodigal son when he left home, God. You brought him back, God. He came to his senses, God, for the wrong he had done, God. Oh, God, bring these children, this young generation to their senses, God, to see that it's an attack of the enemy, that it's a setup, God, a trap, God. Hallelujah, Lord, God. Wake them up, God. Out of their sleep, God, wake them up, God, that they have a mind to repent and make a change. Oh, God, put them in the presence of people that's going to teach them, that's going to love them, that's going to guide them, God, into the right path, God. Oh, we bless you for it right now, God. We thank you for it right now, God. Oh, God, we know that you are God that would not have in it to fail, but that we all, God, come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, God, I bless you right now for moving mightily over the nations, over the states, the cities. Oh, God, our communities. Oh, God, we take authority over the murderous spirit, over the atmosphere. Oh, God, enter into these young people. Oh, God, move mightily that it be peace that surpasses all understanding in their mind and hearts this morning. Oh, God, we glorify you, magnify you for what you're going to do, for what you're already doing. We thank you for it right now. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. We love you today, God, and we glorify you that you hear our prayers, that you shall answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I tell you, she's a mighty woman of God, an intercessor, a prayer warrior. We thank God for you, Sister Seward, being on with us this morning. Pastor Seward, we thank you so much.
Amen.
Prayer. Thank God for the words that, you know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And that was an effectual fervent prayer. So we thank God.
Glory to God.
We thank you for coming on. So, Father God, I ask you to touch Minister Seward's body. You're able. You're the great physician, oh God. You created her in your image. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for touching her body with your high right hand, your holy arm. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, purge and cleanse her of everything that's going on in her body. In the name of Jesus, you are the great physician. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. So we thank you. We speak healing over her in Jesus' name. Remove any congestion. Oh, God, sinus problems, cold, fever, infection. Remove it in Jesus' name. And you are awesome. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're ready now, Jesus.
All right. Go ahead. Good morning, girls.
Go ahead and say good morning.
Good morning.
Who's that, Bianca?
Yeah, that's Bianca.
Good morning, Bianca. How are you?
Good.
Where's your sister?
Amen. So what y'all going to say? We do love Jesus.
All right, y'all go ahead.
Go
ahead. Way out of your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way out of your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down.
Another one, Sister Stacy?
Okay, we're taking one.
Okay, go ahead.
Every,
one more.
This to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, it's to our God. Glory, hallelujah, it's to our accord. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my Savior. My deliverer. My deliverer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's one accord. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. 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 Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
I thank God for the children and for the mother.
Amen.
Them up in the way that they should go. She's making corrections in them daily. They're doing good in school. Bless you all, girls. Jabria and Bianca, I love y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Sister G.
Have a blessed day. Love y'all.
You too. Look at you.
All right. You know we serve a great God. He's a mighty King. No God like Jehovah. And look what He's doing in the children. As we, as parents, you know, continually train them up, He does something on the inside of them. Yes, indeed. Look at how those girls sang to the glory of God. So I thank God for the children. It's Children's Day, and we are praising the Lord like never before. We are thanking Him for our children. We continue on this morning. You know, God give us leaders that will help lead us in the paths of righteousness. Leaders to perfect us, leaders to help us in the work of the ministry, for them to be in the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and to a perfect man,
unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. So he gave us some apostles. He gave some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Well, this morning we are blessed and highly favored to have with us an apostle from Jacksonville, Florida, Apostle Gregory Jones, a man after God's own heart, a gifted minister, a teacher of the Word of God. I was on his prayer line one day this week, and I tell you what, that was an awesome, mighty teaching he did. Oh, my God. He was talking about some of the apostles and how they lived, what they went through, and, oh, my God, it was such an anointed teaching. So we are grateful to have you with us this morning. Good morning, Apostle Gregory Jones. How are you?
God bless you. How you doing, Sister G? It's an honor and a blessing to be on the prayer line with you.
A blessing to have you. How's your wife?
Amen. She's blessed. Amen. And she sends her, amen, her love. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Tell her we send love to her and the family. We thank God for you all.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Let God have his way. We're anxious to hear what the Lord has to say through you this morning to us.
Amen. God bless you. I'm ready whenever you are.
We're ready right now.
Okay. Amen. I want to come from, amen, Psalms 127, which is a very familiar scripture. Amen. And we're going to start reading at that third verse where the Bible said, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." And I just like to thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to come on, amen, with Sister G, such a powerful woman of God and an honored servant of the Lord. And I just thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to even know you, amen, as a child of God. You know, the Bible said, "Do good, especially to those of the household of faith." And I just thank God, amen, and children, amen, is an heritage of the Lord, the Bible said, David said, and the fruit of the womb is his reward, amen. People don't realize, amen, how important our children are today, amen. And I tell you, I was downtown one day, and I was waiting on my wife to get off work, and God allowed me to meet a young man, and amen. He was drawn to me, and he said he was drawn to me because of my humility. Amen. And we started talking about the children of today, and started he started elaborating on the children of today, and he was saying how, you know, it was so disappointing how this generation have gone so far off the grid. And I was telling him, I said, "Well, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun," the wise man Solomon said. "You know, that which was shall be, and that which is shall continue." You know, it's nothing new under the sun. You know, so, amen, we as children of God, we have to pray for our children. We have to put them in God's hand, amen. And there's so many things that's going on with our children today, the adolescent children, the teenagers, amen, those that are growing up into a womanhood and manhood, amen. And, you know, the Bible said that wisdom is a her, you know, and we have to have some type of understanding concerning teaching our children. You know, the wise man Solomon said, "Above all you're getting, get an understanding." Amen. And people don't understand the importance of how to raise their children, you know, with manners. Amen. And raise them with respect and honor. You know what I mean? And right now, the hour that we live in, children have really gotten off the grid. You know, they disrespectful, ornery, hard-headed, rebellious. But even in all of that, we still have to love our children. We still, amen, have to stand in the gap for our children. Amen. I thank God he had blessed me with five children. One of my sons is in college, my oldest son. And, I told my son, I said, "Always respect things that you will never change." You know, and the children are so honoring in this hour, and such a spirit of rebellion against the state, you know, and against our country. You got people now coming over here, you know, with a spirit of terrorism and stuff like that. But even through all of that, God still loves us, and God still got somebody that's going to raise their children, amen, with respect and honor, and going to teach their children. You know, the Bible said, "Train a child up in the way which it should go, and when it grow, it will not depart." Amen. Amen. So, amen. We as children of God, we have to pray for our children. Amen. And, you know, God told me something one time. It was very, very powerful. I'll never forget it. He had me to preach a message in Augusta, Georgia called Out of Death Comes Life. And he showed me a revelation, amen, about Lucifer, the archangel. And he told me these words. He said, son, don't never treat one of your children better than the other. And I said, why, Lord? He said, because I, God, had done that in the beginning. I said, well, how did you do that? He said, I treated Lucifer better than all the other angels. I gave him more authority than all the other angels. I dressed him up better than all the other angels. I gave him more gifts more than the other angels. And what did he do? He turned on me and committed high treason in the holy place. Amen. And God began to deal with me about that. And he said, I want you to go back and I want you to preach to the church. Don't treat one of your children more better than you treat the other. Love your children the same. Teach your children the same. Instruct your children the same. Don't hold one higher than the other. Don't give one more than the other. Give them all the same. Treat them all the same. Love them all the same. Amen. And I remember that revelation he gave me. And it's such a powerful revelation because when we do that, amen, we committing high treason in our own home and don't even know it. You know, we cause one child to be more eviler than the other child, or we'll cause one child to be more jealous than the other child. So we as saints of God, that's a great wisdom what the Lord showed me. We have to treat our children evenly. We have to have balance in our home. We have to take time with our children. You know, I tell people all the time, time is spelled love with children. You have to take up time with your children. I be praying, we need to really be praying for the fathers to get back in the home because it's very important that the fathers, you know, get back in the home because they got to have that authority in the home. The Bible said that the man is the head of the household. God gave him that delegated authority, and we got to pray that the men get back in the home, that the men spend time with their children. We don't understand how effective it is when you're missing from your home. It's real important because it's the strategic attack of the enemy for our children and for our wives when we're not in the home. Amen. As men. Amen. And then we got this thing where the devil have attacked the identity of people. Now they got this gay thing, you know, gay marriage and men on men, women on women. We know as children of God that's wrong. We know that's abomination. Amen. And that thing is also have crept in the home and have affected our children because children live by examples. The parents are the examples in the home. And when you got a twisted, perverted home, that's no good example for children. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Bible talks about children in the old books of the Bible, the Old Testament, and it talks about how they had delivered the children up to Moloch. They used to sacrifice children up to Moloch, the god of Moloch. And do you not know that thing is still taking place right now? Moloch is just a different thing. All the devil do, he doing the same thing, but in a different time period, in a different time zone. So it's very important as children, as parents, amen, to love your children, take time with your children, amen. Read your children the Bible, you know, tell them about God, amen. You be surprised of the children that me and my wife come across, amen. And they don't even know about God, never heard about God, never heard about who Jesus is. So it's very important, amen, that we take time with our children, amen, and talk to our children, amen, and school our children, instruct our children, let them know the basis of how important education is. Amen, praise the Lord. Because without education, you ain't going nowhere in this life, amen. You got to have God first, and then you got to have education, amen. And it's very important, amen, to have education, amen, praise the Lord. But we're going to get back to the scripture. It says, little children are a heritage of the Lord. They are a heritage of the Lord. God, they're a gift from the Lord, amen, praise God. I remember, never forget, I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister G, but I want to share this story with y'all. So, amen, God deals with me a lot in the supernatural, amen, and I never forget it. I was sleeping, and God woke me up, amen, and took me into a vision, and I went to heaven. It's like an out-of-body experience, and I saw the feet of God. He wouldn't let me see all of him, but I saw his feet. I never forget it. He was on the throne, and I saw his feet. And in the spirit, I was bowed down, and he began to talk to me. He said, son, look. And when I looked, I seen spirits coming up. I said, God, what is that? It was thousands of them, thousands of them. And then I seen spirits around the throne, and I seen God blow into the spirit, and he would blow into it. And he said, this is me blowing into souls and sending them down in the form, in the womb of women. He said, these are babies, son. They're going down. He said, but look how many babies are coming up. I said, God, what is that? He said, this is abortion. People that are killing their babies, people that are babies that are dying, the babies that, amen, that are pre are stillborn. And he said, they're coming back to me as fast as I can send them down. And he said, son of man, go back and warn my people, and I want you to cry out against abortion. And God began to show me how all these babies was coming up, and there was babies coming down. And I said, good God Almighty. When the Lord showed me that, it just astounded me. And he said, son, I want you to cry out against abortion. He said, America got a lot of blood on her hands because of abortion. She kills thousands and thousands of babies every year. When babies are a heritage from me, they're a gift from me. Amen. I just thank God for that revelation and how God had prompted in me such a burden for souls and such a burden for children, because people don't understand, amen, what we are doing in America when it comes to abortion. A lot of women are saying, well, I got a right to do what I want to do with my body. No, wait a minute now. God gave you that body. You got to remember that. Amen. And the Bible said, he that defile his temple, him shall God destroy. So God have given our bodies. It ain't for us to do what we want to do with it. Amen. But we must become subject and present that body back to the Lord. Amen. Because the Bible said in Romans, I present my body a living sacrifice and holy, acceptable unto the Lord. So, amen. Women, I say to you today, amen, honor that seed. Honor that seed that God, amen, allowed your husband to put in you. That's a seed. That's a heritage. That's a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And don't let the enemy ride your back and tell you, speak to you and tell you, oh, no, I don't need this baby. I need to abort it. I need to get rid of it because it's in the way of my career. It's in the way of, you know what I mean? But don't do that. Amen. Because it's a gift from God. It's an heritage from the Lord. Amen. I was watching TV the other day, and I seen they had a couple on there, and they got about 16, 17 kids, and they were so happy. I mean, so happy. The Bible said that your quivers will be full of them. Amen. Kids. Amen. Praise the Lord. Children. So, amen. The Bible said that I'll cause your children to sit around the round table like olive trees. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we as saints of God, we got to pray, amen, for those that have children, that they'll realize and understand that it's very important to know they are heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. God bless you, woman of God. I turn it back over to you.
Oh, my God. Woo! I don't even know what to say. I don't even have anything to say. After that, that was a most powerful word. Didn't I tell you? Powerful man of God. Mighty word, mighty word, mighty word. And, you know, when he was talking about treating one child better than the other, I thought about Joseph, whose father was Jacob, and he had all those sons, and he treated Joseph better, and it caused animosity and hatred from his brothers. So we do have to be careful. He said the children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of their womb is his reward. So, you know, God said train them up in the way they should go, but we got to give them back to God. We can't give them to the devil. When you abort the children, God is weeping over that thing. That hurts his heart that he give you a gift and you destroy the gift that you give him. Oh, we cannot sacrifice our babies to devils. That's what you're doing when we abort them. So, you know, the devil is attacking, he said, even our identity of our children. When I go in some schools and I'm taking the roll and I'm calling the name doesn't even identify whether it's a girl or a boy. And especially the way they look. The boys got, you know, plaits in their hair like girls, or you look at them, you say, well, come here, babe, come here, little girl. And they say, that's a boy. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, come here, little boy, that's a girl. I said, oh, my God, they're all mixed up in their identity, and it's not their fault. I'm talking about 6-7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds. I'm not talking about teenagers, even though I see some of the girls with their hair cut like boy. I mean, low cut. One day, place where I was downtown. I said, hey, young man, how you doing? And she said, I'm not a young man, I'm a girl. Now, how was she dressed? Just like, got on pants, shirt, haircut low, looked just like a boy. So we got to be careful as to how we dress our children. You know, some people say, well, that's how they want to dress, but who bought the clothes? Who bought their clothes? Do the devil buy their clothes? Who buy their clothes? So we got to say, no, baby, you wearing a dress. No, you wearing pants. You know, the boys, sometimes they dress like little girls, mostly with their hair. And some of them have an earring in both ears. I mean, a kindergartner came up and hugged me yesterday. Hey, Miss G, earring in both ears. Feminine things we're doing to our boys. Male things we're doing to our girls. And, you know, like you said, we got to teach them. Deuteronomy said that, you know, when we get up in the morning, we're to teach them about the love of God. That's the knowledge. That's the knowledge. The fear of God got to be put in them. When they fear God, they're going to fear you. And I don't mean like trembling fear, but fear, that kind of respect. So I thank God, you know, the word he gave was just so enlightening. I mean, even the vision that Apostle told us was so enlightening. Oh, my God, the things that he spoke about. I could have listened on and on and on and on and on. So, Apostle, we thank God for you so much. Don't hang up. We're going to have prayer shortly. But, you know, in America, I mean, he's telling us about these thousands of babies that's being aborted. Many women, oh, it's like they say, it's my body. And, you know, the Bible says older women teach the younger women. Some of us are afraid. I'm not afraid to tell them. I'm going to say, baby, you know, some of them got the cell phones. They're pregnant. Got that cell phone hooked right up on their baby. And I was telling somebody recently that someone was telling me that a woman took a mammogram. And when she took the mammogram, they showed her the test. And it was a cell phone print right on her breast where she took the mammogram. Those things are dangerous. I see men wearing them in their, you know, near their, on their waistline. We should not put those things on our bodies. They're dangerous. Those things can explode. Those cell phones, keep them in something else, a pouch or something. Don't put them on your body. That's just like putting a microwave on your body. Those things are very, very dangerous. So I thank God for the knowledge that you gave us, Apostle. The word of God was powerful. It was a two-edged sword. It was cutting us, cleaning us up, getting us ready for the good Lord, because he's coming soon. He's coming for us.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, the word of the Lord is true, is pure, and it is truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, but we got to accept it, follow it, obey it. When you hear truth, you should know it. Our children nowadays hear the truth, and they go like, uh-uh. They're so mixed up. They're mixed up. So we got to make sure we're praying for the children. Even when you're driving down the street and you see the children, pray for them. Pray for them. They don't even maybe know you're praying for them. But as you drive down the street, they're playing. Pray for them. Pray for their safety. Pray for God to be instilled in them. So, you know, we're continuing now. Salvation is needed in America as well as revival. Eternity is forever. Thank God we can choose where we want to spend eternity. You know, he gave us that right. He said, choose this day whom you will serve. And I'm going to tell you, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you do not choose God, you're going to spend eternity with the devil. You're going to burn with the fire. And it's not one of those fires the fireman could come put out. No, it's that eternal fire. You don't want to be in the lake of fire. So while you still got breath in your body, you can choose where you want to spend eternity. It's your choice. It's so easy to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you will be saved. Read it in Romans 10:9-10. Jesus chose, you, but do you choose him? So, you know what? If you have not chosen Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can press 1 right now. And Apostle Gregory Jones, he'll walk you through the plan of salvation, or I will, because we want you to be saved. So we'll give you a second.
Amen.
Press 1 now if you are not saved. We're still giving you a chance to press 1. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling you today. Press 1. Yes, he is. He's calling his children. He's calling them. Press 1. All right. Well, you know what? You may be saved already, but maybe you still sitting on the bench at the church and you slid in the mud. Mud all over your feet, and it's getting ready to come up to your ankles and take you over your head. So you want to slide out the mud. The Word of God says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard me. He got me out the muck and the mire of life. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways. That's what God did for me. I was out there in the muck and the mire of life. Sliding, backsliding. God don't want us to backslide. He wants us to move forward in him. He don't want us to rewind back out there in the mud. He wants us to press forward in him. So we got to come towards God, dwell in his presence every day. Anybody backsliding, press 1. We'll walk you through coming back to God. He wants you to run after him, thirst for him, hunger for him. He's all-knowing, all-wise. He already know everything going on with you, so you can't hide it. You know that thing, there's something that said, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide? That's from God. He knows everything. He already knew what you were going to do thousands of years before you were born, before he sent you here to the earth. If you want to confess, I tell you, every day I confess, I say, Lord, I repent. Everything I did against your will today, I don't know all his laws and statutes. I'm trying to stay in his perfect will. Every day I'm saying, Lord, if I sinned against you today, forgive me. If I trespass, even presumptuous sins, if I presume to do something that I shouldn't do, forgive me, Lord. All right. Everybody look like they're in good standing with the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God a hand clap of praise, and I thank God for each one of you.
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen.
Any testimonies this morning? Press 1. I know Brother David's on here. I know he got a testimony. Press 1. Testimony. Testimony time. All right. Somebody's pressing 1 right here. Hold on. I thank God for you being on. 269. Good morning, Michigan. Somebody in Michigan. Good morning. Good morning. 269-459 in Michigan. You press 1. All right. They press 1, but they're not saying anything. We can't hear you if you're talking. Hello.
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 Yes, how are you?
Good.
You going to sing for us this morning?
Who are you talking to?
How did you get the number, baby? Hello? That's a little one, and they got little ones in the background. Well, Father God, I thank you for this little one that came on the phone from Michigan. And the other little one saying, who are you talking to?
You say nobody can say no.
So, Father God, I pray for these little ones, oh God. Lord, I thank you on the inside of them. I ask you to bless these little ones, oh God, in Michigan, Lord God. And, Lord, I just claim them for your kingdom. Bless them like never before. Thank you for allowing them to call this number, God. And, Lord, you know where they are. You know what they're going through. Bless their families, oh, God. And, Lord, we just bless them. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in the little children, oh, God. Draw them closer to you than ever before. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for them coming on today. Oh, God, we thank you that they are respectful and they honor you. They know your name. We thank you for their salvation, their healing, their deliverance. Their mothers, for their fathers. And we bless you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we still got them on. I just put them on mute for a few minutes. But we'll continue on. Anybody else? Testimony, press 1. Testimony time, press 1. All right, I did see Brother David on here. No Pastor Mary's on here. Thank God. Let's see, somebody I believe is pressing 1. Let me see, hold on. Let me check here. I don't see it yet. Press 1 if you have a testimony. All righty, well, we're going to move along. You know, sometimes people tell me, I pressed 1 and you didn't see it. I'm like, please forgive me, because sometimes it doesn't always show up on here. So I'm trying to, you know, make sure I got you. Now, look, there's Sister Pat Pleasant on here. Good morning, Sister Pat. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are things over there in, what's the city you live in?
I'm in Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. Mighty Woman of God has a prayer line on Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. You want to give us the number? Maybe somebody need prayer, they want to call in.
530.
Okay, is it 1-800 or just 530?
I think it's just 530. I have a program into my phone, so it just goes. They can see, but I think it's 530.
881.
1000. And the access code is
745.
258.
All right, Sister Pat. She'll pray for you. Call Monday through Friday. After you eat your supper, call in at 7 p.m. Apostle Jones, what's
hey,
that prayer line number so people can call in and pray and hear the word?
Well, I'm going to have to get it from my wife because she got it typed into my phone. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
Amen.
Here. I'll give it in a few minutes. As soon as I look it up, but
okay.
I have it.
Amen.
I have it.
God bless.
That's okay. No problem. I understand. I caught you off guard. Okay. That's all right. Well, here's the prayer line number for Apostle Gregory. It is 712-775-7031. And the PIN number to call in, 727-622-929. So he's on. How many days a week are you on, Apostle?
Oh, they on the prayer line 7 days a week at 11 p.m. nightly.
All right, 7 days a week, 11 p.m. Call in. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland, and we have some awesome prayer warriors. We have Apostle Gregory Jones and Pastor Seward, that's going to be helping us with the prayers this morning. So you could press 1. If you press 1, we'll pray for you. We have Minister Donna Hawkins. She had to go to a memorial service this morning. We're going to be praying for her and her family, Jackie Travis and her family. Press 1 if you want prayer for yourself or someone else. All right, I'm looking here. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, Ronnie, did you press 1? All right. Some people
I'm
look
pressing
like
1 for.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'm pressing 1 for special prayer for a rep. You know, he's still in the hospital with those blood clots in his leg. And my niece that's in St. Louis, she needs special prayer. And my sister needs special, special prayer also.
Okay, what's your sister's name?
Evelyn. Evelyn and Sylvia.
Okay, Evelyn and Sylvia. Now,
yeah.
What's pastor's name, Pastor? The one in the hospital.
Oh, Reverend Huggins. Reverend Huggins.
Okay. So we'll pray for him.
And Miss put Miss
right.
Nancy, please. Nancy, please, Miss Nancy.
Miss Nancy, your patient, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Prayer, press 1. Press 1. All righty, we're going to be praying for you. Hold on. Some other people here, press 1. Hold on, just hold on. Okay. All righty. I don't see anybody else pressing 1 here. Hold on. All right, you got a little static on the line. Hallelujah. There it was.
Amen.
Right there.
Praise God.
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So technology is awesome. So I found out where the noise was coming from, and I put it on mute. So we're going to be praying. Apostle, if you could pray for Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother, her mother-in-law, and the family. They had to go to a memorial service this morning. So if you could pray for them. And let's see, Minister Susie Seward, I'll pray for Jackie Travis and her family. And Minister Seward, if you could pray for the children of the world for correction, for instruction. I tell you what, we're going to switch. You pray for Jackie Travis, her patient, and her sister Evelyn, her sister Sylvia, and her patient, Nancy, Pastor Huggins, who's in the hospital, and some family members that died. And then I'm going to pray for the children of the world and correction, instruction, and so forth. So Apostle Gregory, it's on you, and then next Minister Seward is going to pray.
Father God in heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, for the pastor that's in the hospital, Lord. God, that's your servant, God. We pray right now, man, be thou made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Satan, I bind you and take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. I curse sickness from the root right now. You foul devil, you
get up off his body in the name of Jesus and go into dry places and be no more. Lord, we dispatch your angels right now for that family in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the bereavement of the family, God, that you would strengthen them and that you would bless them and help them through this situation, God. Lord, save those that need to be saved. Deliver those that need to be delivered. God, right now, by the power of a miracle, we claim a miracle to be done, and we cause it to be so, Father. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing to take place and surge through that man's body in the hospital from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Man, get up off that bed right now in the name of Jesus and be thou made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And by faith, we call it done. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before the throne of grace right now for Sister Evelyn, for Pastor Huggett, and Sister Silva, Sister Ness, and family members. God, we pray right now for supernatural healing. Oh, God, you say healing belongs to us. Oh, God, we thank you by faith that these have been healed. Father, we thank you right now that healing hover over them, in them, and through them. We thank you right now, Lord God, that they begin, God, to feel the manifestation of their healing. They begin to walk in their healing. They begin to have faith that you are healing their bodies right now. Oh, God, we bless you right now that you are faithful, that you are God that will not fail, can't fail. Oh, God, we thank you right now that every word is true that you promised. Our healing is ours, God, if we believe. And, God, we believe right now, and we thank you for the healing. We thank you right now, God, for the pain being gone, the sicknesses, the diseases be gone, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify you. We give you the praise in advance for the healing, God. We thank you that Jesus is our healer. He is our deliverer. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you for the healing. We thank you for the healing. We glorify you for it right now, God. Oh, I thank you right now that they begin to get off their sick bed, begin to walk in their healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We glorify you that every need be met, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and amen.
Thank amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord God, for what you're doing in our children. Oh, Father, I thank you that you love the children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you bled and died for the children. You arose for the children. And I thank you, Lord God, for healthy children. I thank you for what you're doing in all the children on a daily basis, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are calling forth the children to be obedient to you, obedient to their parents. Obedient, Lord God. I thank you that obedience is their portion, Father God. I thank you that their parents are making corrections. Even right now as we speak, their parents are making corrections in them. They are disciplining them while there's still hope for our children, oh God. I thank you that parents are not sparing the rod and spoiling the children, oh God. I thank you that if they beat them with the rod, the children will not die, oh God. I thank you that they are teaching them and instructing them in godly living, oh, God. They are teaching them, honey, don't pick that up, that's stealing. Honey, don't tell that, that's an untruth. I think that they are teaching them right from wrong. They're teaching them to be children of integrity. They're teaching them, Lord God, how to bend the knee, because the parents are bending the knee over them, even the little babies, the little ones. The parents are bending the knee over the babies while they pray, and your spirit is being instilled even more stronger inside the children, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you that our children will begin to listen. Oh, God, we bind up that stubborn, rebellious spirit. We cut it off at the root. We say that our children will be trained in righteousness, in holy living. While they're young, oh, God, they will not look back and regret and say, if somebody had told me. So, Father, I thank you. If it's not their birth parents that's training them, instructing them, teaching them in righteousness, put godly parents. godly men and women of God in their path to train them up, teach them, instruct them in righteousness, oh God. So we bless and honor you. And, Lord, we pray for those intercessors, those that are on the wall praying for our children. We ask you to strengthen them, and they would be obedient to you. They would be led by your spirit how to pray strategically, how to hit the target for every child. Those children right now who have a hand on them to be murdered by the enemy, even today, we say, get off of them, Satan, right now. Get off of them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they are hidden under the shadow of your wings. They are no longer a target. In the name of Jesus, we send that. We boomerang back what the enemy is sending our children back to the enemy's camp. Our children are safe, in a safe place in you. I thank you that our children will be saved, healed, and delivered, set free. I bind up every generational curse on the father's side, on the mother's side, those abortion spirits. We send you back to the pits of hell. Those murdering spirits, we send you back to the pits of hell. Those vindictive spirits, we send you back to the pits of hell. Those angry spirits, we send you back to the pits of hell. We say our children will live and not die. They will proclaim your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the call on their lives. They will follow you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our children. In Jesus'
yes,
holy name. Anybody else need prayer? Last call for prayer. Press 1. All right. Nobody's pressed 1, so we're going to continue. Apostle Jones, you have a conference coming up in May. What's the name of that conference in May 11th through the 14th?
The Prayer Line Conference.
Okay,
amen.
The Prayer Line Conference.
We're having it at the Hospitality Inn. Yeah.
It's going to be at the
11th through the 14th. Yeah, it's going to be
right
at the Hospitality Inn on 103rd, right there by the 295 overpass. 7:30 nightly, amen. And just like we do it on the Prayer Line, the first two nights, we're going to do it just like that, amen. We're going to have the microphone and have people step up to the microphone and give their testimony, and we're going to be discussing certain topics. And come on out and be with us, amen. We're looking to have a good time in the Lord. It's our first one, amen. And we're looking for God to just move by his spirit and his power and his anointing.
Amen. I'm
yes.
looking forward to it coming. I'm looking forward. It's going to be May the 11th through the 14th. The Prayer Line Conference is going to be at the Hospitality Inn in Jacksonville, Florida. So get your airline ticket, your railroad ticket, your whatever transportation, you come on to Jacksonville, Florida. You're invited. The Hospitality Inn, 7071 103rd Street at 7:30 p.m. May 11th, May 12th, May 13th, and May 14th. You're invited. Apostle Gregory Jones is going to be speaking, among other people. So come on out and tell about the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord is doing for you on a daily basis, because he's doing great things for his people. He's loading us up with benefits every day. I claim mine every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day I claim mine. Jackie, you had something you wanted to say? Okay, I thought she pressed 1 again. All right, well, it's closing time. Anybody got something they want to share, something burning on the inside of you you want to share this morning, press 1. All right, nobody's pressing 1 thus far. Okay, go ahead.
I do have something. Okay, listen, I have a little lady over in Morris Manor, and she had been hurting and having spasms in her leg. And I went to see her last Saturday. And she told me, she said, I need to ask you a favor. I said, what is it, doll? She said, I need to know, do you have any blessed oil? I said, yes, I think Mother Henry has prayed over some oil for me, and I have it here. And she said, well, I need you to please bring it and come and pray with me so we can pray. So anyway, I took the oil over there, and we prayed and everything, and we had a good time. We sung, and we prayed a little bit and everything and all. And so she said, oh, I feel so much better. When I got ready to leave, she felt so much better. She said, oh, I feel great. I feel better.
So anyway, she called me yesterday, and she said, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you praying with me and bringing me that oil, but I need to get some more blessed oil. So, Sister G, if you or anyone has any more blessed oil, let me know so I can get a little bit for her, from her. I had Mother Henry to pray over some oil, and I need some more blessed oil. So if you all have any oil that you can share or you have that you have prayed over, I can bring it over. We can get it prayed over so I can give it to my senior citizens. I think that's what we need more of, somebody to be anointed and anoint their heads, anoint where they're hurting, so we can pray with them, because I think that's what they're needing more of. And, you know, I know it helped when me and her prayed together. It made her even feel better that that I came together with her to pray with her. So if we can get more of that going, that would help them so much. So I'll get back in touch with you, Sister G, and see what you can come up with. Okay, thank you.
Right, I'll try to get some more today. Hallelujah. Thank God for that testimony. Ooh, he's using Jackie mostly with senior citizens. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackie. That was an awesome testimony. And you know what? Next Saturday is Senior Citizens Day. So come on, Bible Storyland, same time, Senior Citizens Day. We have a great speaker that's coming on to bring the Word of God. And you know what? All of us contribute to Bible Storyland. Just dialing the number, you are contributing. You are praying in the background. Your prayers are being answered. And we thank God that you are, calling in and being with us. And some people listen later on the internet. I thank God for each one of you. You know what? All of us are connected through the Lord. We are all children of the Most High. He's our Father, and we are all connected. So it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you to know God loves your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-great, and so forth. And so talk to them about salvation. Don't wait on the pastor at the church to talk to your children about salvation. And don't say, oh, baby, you only 4 years old. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, they do. If they say they want to be saved, let them go forth. Don't wait till their hearts get hardened. If they say it, they must know what they're talking about. Oh, baby, you too young. You don't. No, 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 no. Let them come forth. They say, I want to be saved. I want to follow Jesus. Maybe they could barely say Jesus, but they're saying it. So you let them come forth. It's their time. He said, do not stop the children, the little children to come unto him. Do not stop them. Let them come forth. So I appreciate you. I love each one of you. God loves you even more than I can ever love you. And I thank God for you all being on with us this morning. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and he's doing great and mighty things in us and on Bible Storyland. I'm going to ask Apostle Gregory Jones if he would close us out with a closing prayer. And you all have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget to thank the good Lord who's doing great things in your life. All right, Apostle.
God bless you. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. And Sister G, we thank God for you. Amen. And we're going to go in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God of heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and the privilege once again, God, to, amen, get over the airways, Lord, and, amen, ask people to come to Jesus Christ and teach and preach the gospel concerning the children of the world, God. We thank you for Sister G. We pray for her strength and pray for her anointing, that she would continue on doing what you called and ordained and mandated her to do, God, on this radio show, God. We thank God for her. Father, we pray, Lord, for the show, God, that you would bless her. Bless it tremendously. Move for it, God. Let people call in tremendously, Lord. Let young people be saved, God, and set free and delivered, God. Let the children line up with the word of God and get the knowledge that they need. Amen. When the woman of God is speaking, amen. And, Lord, you have given her a voice in the earth realm, God, and we thank you for the voice. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray for each and everybody on the prayer line, God, that you will bless them, strengthen them, and keep them, and lead and guide them into all truth, Lord, that they may obey you and your will and your purpose for their life, God. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, all these blessings in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you, Apostle. Thank you. I All right, have a God-filled day, you all.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.